Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme portrays Woody Guthrie in a different guise. As a fiddler, we heard Rye Straw from the collection Mule Skinner Blues on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Woody Guthrie gave us so many wonderful songs, and this week we conclude our two-part feature focusing on more of his classic music and words. We'll open the program with Pete Seeger and his memories of meeting Woody for the first time. Here's Pete. From Pete Remembers Woody on Appleseed Records on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
This is Pete Seeger telling you what I know of Woody Guthrie. Woody Guthrie hitchhiked into New York from Pennsylvania in the month of February because Will Geer, the well-known actor, had arranged for a midnight benefit concert in a small theater off Broadway, and it would benefit the California migratory workers. They called them Okies, and some of them were called Texies or Kansies or Arkies. And Will had written Woody, if you can get here by March, some people will hear you and you'll get some jobs. Well, I was working in Washington, D.C. at the time with Alan Lomax, the folklorist, and he drove me up in his car. He insisted that I sing at least one song in the program. I did, very amateurishly, and got a smattering of polite applause. But there were some famous people on the show. Leadbelly, Josh White, the Golden Gate Quartet, Burl Ives, and a square dance by Margot Mayo's American Square Dance Group, and my future wife was one of the dancers. And there was this short, curly-headed guy named Woody telling stories and jokes and singing a few songs. For about 20 minutes, he held that audience absolutely spellbound. Here was the real thing. And Alan Lomax got backstage and says, Woody, I've got a recording studio down in Washington. You have to come down and record all these songs and more. All the songs you know, all the songs you've made up. And he stayed down there for 3 days. They recorded Rambling On. And in Alan's house, I met Woody, and he found that I could follow him in any song he played. I had a good ear, and I stayed in tune, played the right chord, didn't play anything too fancy. So pretty soon I was tagging along with him.
Tom Joad got out of that old McAllister pen. Was there that he got his parole. After 4 long years on a man-killing charge, Tom Joad came walking down the road. Poor boy, Tom Joad came walking down the road. It was there that he found him a truck-driving man. It was there that he called him a ride. Said, I just got loose from McAllister pen on a charge called homicide. Great God, a charge called homicide. The truck rolled away in a big cloud of dust, and Tommy turned his face towards home. He met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, and he found out his family, they was gone. Tom Joad, he found out his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe. He found his daddy's hat. He found little Muley, and little Muley said, they've been tractored out by the cats. Tom, they've been tractored out by the cats. Then Tom, he walked to a neighboring farm. He found his family. They took Preacher Casey and they loaded in the car. And his mama said, we got to get away. Tom, his mama said, we got to get away. The 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load. And Grandpa Joad, he cried. He picked up a handful of land in his hand. He said, I'm sticking with my farm until I die. He said, I'm sticking with my farm until I die. They fed him spare ribs and coffee and soothing syrup. And Grandpa Joad, he died. We buried Grandpa Joad on the Oklahoma road. And Grandma on the California side. And Grandma on the California side. We stood on a mountain and we looked to the west. It looked like the promised land was a big green valley with a river running through, and there was work for every single hand. We thought, work for every single hand. The Joads rolled into a jungle camp. It was there that they cooked them a stew. And the hungry little kids in the jungle camp said, we'd like to have some too. Yes, we'd like to have some too. A deputy sheriff fired loose at a man. He shot a woman in the back. But before he could take his aim again, it was Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. Good boy, Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. Well, they handcuffed Casey and they took him to jail, and then he got away. He met Tom Joad by the old river bridge, and these few words he did say, Preacher Casey, these few words he did say. Well, I preached for the Lord a mighty long time. I preached about the rich and the poor. But us working folks has got to stick together, or we ain't got a chance anymore. God knows we ain't got a chance anymore. Then the deputies come, and Tom and Casey run to a place where the water run down. And the vigilante thug hit Casey with a club, and he laid Preacher Casey on the ground. And he laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Tom Joad, he grabbed the deputy's club, he brung it down on his head. When Tommy took flight that dark and rainy night, was a preacher and a deputy lying dead. Two men, a preacher and a deputy lying dead. Tommy went back to where his mama was asleep. He woke her up out of bed. He kissed goodbye to the mother that he loved, and he said what Preacher Casey said. Tom Joad, he said what Preacher Casey said. Everybody might be just one big soul, it looks that way to me. So everywhere you look, in the day or the night, that's where I'm gonna be. Ma, that's where I'm gonna be. Wherever little kids are hungry and cry, wherever people ain't free, wherever men are fighting for their rights, that's where I'm gonna be. Ma, that's where I'm gonna be.
It's mighty plain to see this old world is a strange. range and a funny place to be. The gambling man is rich, the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I ain't got no home, just a roaming round, just a wandering working man. I roam from town to town, and the police make it hard, boy, wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I said I
We're listening to the words and music of Woody Guthrie once again this week, and that was Happy Traum from his newest recording, Just for the Love of It, and I Ain't Got No Home. John Sebastian was playing the harmonica. That's on Lark's Nest Music from Happy Traum. And before that, from his tribute recording, we heard Country Joe McDonald. The recording is called Thinking of Woody Guthrie, and we heard Tom Joad. That's on Vanguard Records. And we let off that set with Pete Seeger from his recording, Pete Remembers Woody, and he told us all about the first time that he met Woody Guthrie. That's on Appleseed Records. Pete referenced Alan Lomax in his remembrance of Woody and the fact that Alan had a recording studio at the Library of Congress. We're going to listen to one of those sessions now for a few minutes, Woody talking about his life and all the things he'd seen. This is a section of the Library of Congress recordings called Going Down That Road, Feeling Bad. Here's Woody Guthrie and Alan Lomax recorded in March of 1940 at the Library of Congress on the Sing Out radio magazine.
Woody, what's the most popular of all the bluesy songs among the people tramping up and down the railroad in California?
Well, one of the most popular, Alan, was the one that they chose for the Grapes of Wrath picture. I'm going down that road feeling bad. That's got two or three names. A lot of people call it the Lonesome Road Blues. Others call it going down the road feeling bad. Anyway, in the picture, they sang it pretty classical. I don't know whether the Okies and the Hobos will recognize it or not, but then I'm not worried about that because I don't think that they'll be spending a quarter to get to see a bunch of grapes or stuff. I don't know what the devil that means, Grapes Wrath. But here's the old song. It was wrote by a colored slave that run off from his master and went back up north. He was a southern slave and he run up north and it's pretty cold up there. So he worked around up there a little bit and stayed in jails and everything and was treated like a dog. So he wrote this song, or got it started. I'm going down that road feeling bad. Yes, I'm going down that road feeling bad. I'm going down that road feeling bad, Lord, Lord. Ain't gonna be treated this way. shoe hurts my feet. Oh, a $5 shoe hurts my feet. Yes, a $5 shoe hurts my feet. Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going where the climate suits my clothes. I'm going where the climate suits my clothes. I'm going where the climate suits my clothes. And I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going where the chilly winds never blow. Oh, going where the chilly winds never blow. I'm going down where the chilly winds
you to put on the record about the old man that you met in Oklahoma when you came back from California to Oklahoma the last time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you know about the handbill situation, that where they handed out all the handbills through that country telling that there's good work, good pay in California, plenty of cotton needed picking, 800 people wanted, come on out, get them while they're hot. Well, they got about pretty near 300,000 out there. That was one successful advertising campaign. Anyway, a lot of people wonder how that same condition is today, if there's anything like that still taking place. Well, the latest trick that I found, and one of the worst, one of the stinkingest things that I've run onto, was down in Oklahoma about a month ago. I was hoboing it down the road, and I caught a ride on a truck. And I was sitting on the back of the truck with my feet hanging off, just a going and a blowing right on down the road, skipping through the dew and making about 50 miles an hour. All at once, the truck driver stopped, throwed on the brakes, and I looked back down the road there, and there's an old man. He was a little feller. He was about 5 feet, 5 or 6 inches tall, and he looked like he was about 55 or 60 years old. He had a big, heavy suitcase. Great big pair of tough shoes on, and he needed about 7 shaves. And when that truck stopped, well, he jumped in there like a jackrabbit. He made about 3 hops and he was in. Anyway, he had a big heavy suitcase, and I helped him get that up in the back of the truck, and then I said, "Where are you going?" "Oh," he says, "I'm going up here to this next town." He said, "I've got to meet a feller up there on some business." I says, "Whereabouts you live?" "Oh, I live back down here now at this next town. It's called Conemaugh. That's where I live. But then I'm going to work. Been looking for a job now for about 10 years, and I finally found one." I says, "Whereabouts did you find the job?" "Oh," he says, "I'm going to California to do the work." "California. But I know a feller out there. He's a contractor. Said I got acquainted with him last week. And take me out." I said, "What'd you say that man was?" He said, "A contractor." Well, we drove along, and I says, "A contractor, huh?" He says, "Yeah, the way he works, he goes to California. And he contracts several thousand acres of land, you know, orchards, and he guarantees that he'll furnish the men to pick the peaches and oranges and apricots and gather in all the stuff they grow, grapes and so forth. He says I'll make about $5 a day out there. I sure can use it, too. Phone to send it for my wife, too, quick so I can get in. A few days in. She wants to see California and sunshine. Figured out the oceans, y'all. She wondered what the hell ocean was and what it looked like. So he's going to write for her. And I said, what part of California are you going to? He said, well, I'm going to a town. He says, I don't know just where it is, but it's a little town out there called Los Angeles. I said, who's going to take you out there? Oh, he said, this contractor feller is going to take me. I said, sure enough. How come him to be so interested in you? Oh, he says, I pay him $10. To land me in Los Angeles, and he said the six of us gonna ride with him this trip, and he said $10 a piece. We're going in Los Angeles, and then he's gonna give us name and address of this here feller that's gonna pay us the $5 a day. Then we're gonna pick some fruit. Sure fine to have a job, he said. And I said, well, friend, I don't wanna discourage you none, but I said, I've just been out to California. I've slept under every important bridge there. And I said, I just wanted you to know that I don't want to try to be a prophet or nothing, but I said, I'm going to tell you just exactly what you'll do when you get to California. I said, you'll go out to California. They'll give you this card with his name and address on it, and you'll go meet this here feller. You'll go out to his place. He'll say, damn, I never seen nothing like it before. That fruit's in awful shape. It ain't going to be worth nothing this year. I doubt if it's worth picking. Price they're paying. I think maybe I'll just let it rot. But, of course, if you boys want to pick it, just nicely haven't got no job or nothing to do, why, you can pitch in there and pick it if you want to. And when you pick and pack and carry and load 1 ton of peaches, why, I'll give you a dollar. And, I says you're not going to see a $5 bill while you're in California. I don't care how long you stay there, unless you just go visiting somewhere, and just for curiosity, a bank or somewhere, and just stand there and look. And he said, well, now, he says, I've heard that story. He said, you're not the first feller to tell it to me. But he says, nothing here for me. And he said, I've heard about the business out there, but he said it's a chance, it's a promise. And he said, I'm anxious to work and I'm going to take it.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1621. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Woody Guthrie. That was from Long Ways to Travel. And we heard him fiddling Girl I Left Behind Me. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Woody was also a fiddler. And before that, we heard a long reminiscence of Woody's from the Library of Congress recordings made in March of 1940. The section, Going Down That Road Feeling Bad. It's Alan Lomax doing the interviewing. It's been reissued on Rounder Records in a 3-CD set. We are listening to the music of Woody Guthrie this week again. And over the years, there have been many, many concerts devoted to his memory and his music. And Pete is going to tell you a little bit about one that he was involved with. And then we're going to hear some music from some of the more recent concerts in Woody's memory. The music of Woody Guthrie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Little Sing Out magazine decided to have a fundraising concert, and they found out they could get permission for Woody Guthrie to get out of the hospital and sit in the balcony to listen to it, even though he could not sing himself. It was in a small auditorium called the Pythian Temple, about 1,000 seats. Well, that's not small, medium size, on the middle west side of Manhattan. And we sang song after song after song. And we sang one of Woody's songs. And the people who had brought Woody from the hospital asked him to stand up. And the whole audience looked. He was in one of the boxes in the front of the balcony. And the whole auditorium, downstairs and upstairs, could see him in the box there. And he waved to us. And we sang This Land Is Your Land over and over to him. It was a very moving thing. And old people there and young knew that Woody knew that we all knew the words of his song. We didn't need to look at him in a book. We memorized them and we even harmonized on them. So Woody waved to us.
Thank you. Columbia, you can roll out to the sea. But a river while you're rolling, you can do some work for me. Now from Washington and Oregon, you can hear them factories hum, making chrome and making manganese, light aluminum. I'll raise a flying fortress that flies for Uncle Sam.
Pacific Northwest is one of my favorite spots in the world. And I'm one walker that stood way up and looked way down across the plenty of pretty sights in all their veiled and nakedest seasons. Thumbing it, hitching it, walking and talking it, chalking it, marking it, sighting it and hearing it, seeing and feeling and breathing and smelling it in, sucking it down me, rubbing it in all the pores of my skin. And the wind between my eyes knocking honey in my comb.
Green Douglas fir where the water cuts through. Down her wild canyons and mountains she flew. Canadian Northwest to the ocean so blue. It's roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on. Other great rivers add power to you. Yakima, Snake, and the Klickitattoo. Sandy, Willamette, and the Hood River, too. It's roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. It's roll on, Columbia, roll on. At Bonneville now there are ships in the locks. The water has risen and cleared all the rocks. Soon shiploads of plenty will sail through your docks. It's roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on. So roll on, Columbia, roll on. On up the rivers, the Grand Coulee Dam, the mightiest thing ever built by a man. To run the great factories and water our land, it's roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Roll on. Night, matching their strength against the river's wild flight. Through rapids and falls, they won the hard fight. Roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. So roll on, Columbia, roll on.
last maybe 50 years or so that people have let TVs and radios do their singing for them, you know. We've been sitting around as human beings for a couple of hundred million years or whatever. I don't know how long we've been here, but we've been sitting around campfires singing songs, and before that just regular fires, and singing these kind of songs and, you know, making up stories and passing on who we are from one generation to the next. It's nice to see that it's continuing, and it's nice to see that it's growing, and it's nice to see that it doesn't belong to any particular group of people or any one person, but sort of just belongs to everybody.
It's against the law to walk, it's against the law to talk, it's against the law to loaf, it's against the law to work, it's against the law to read, it's against the law to write, it's against the law to be black or brown or white. Everything's against the law. I'm a low-paid daddy singing the high-priced blues. It's against the law to eat, it's against the law to drink, it's against the law to worry, it's against the law to think, it's against the law to marry or try to settle down, it's against the law to ramble like a bum from town to town. Everything's against the law. I'm a low-paid daddy singing the high-priced blues. It's against the law to come, it's against the law to go, it's against the law to ride, it's against the law to roll, it's against the law to hug, it's against the law to kiss, it's against the law to shoot, it's against the law to miss. Everything's against the law. I'm a low-paid daddy singing the high-priced blues. It's against the law. Gamble, it's against the law to roam, it's against the law to organize, try to build a home, it's against the law to sing, it's against the law to dance, it's against the law to tell you all the trouble on my hands. Everything in Winston-Salem is against the law. I'm a low-paid daddy singing the high-priced blues.
recorded at the Kennedy Center on October 14th, 2012. Woody Guthrie at 100, live at the Kennedy Center. And that was the Old Crow Medicine Show with Howdy Do. That's on Columbia Legacy Records. We're listening to some music from benefit concerts in honor of Woody Guthrie. And before that, from the recording Till We Outnumber Them, the songs of Woody Guthrie, recorded at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tribute to Woody Guthrie in the year 2000. We heard Arlo talking about Regular Fires and then Billy Bragg playing one of the songs that he composed to Woody Guthrie's lyrics, Against the Law. Till We Outnumber Them is on Righteous Babe Records. And we heard two tracks from the 1968 Woody Guthrie tribute concert at Carnegie Hall, January 20th, 1968. Woody was gone just about 3 months when this was recorded. We heard Bob Dylan with the Grand Coulee Dam, and then Judy Collins with Roll on Columbia. And the actor Robert Ryan was doing a bit of narration. That's from the recording, a tribute to Woody Guthrie on Warner Brothers Records. And we let off that set with Pete remembering a tribute concert to Woody in which Woody was up in the balcony, from Pete Seeger Remembers Woody Guthrie on Appleseed Records. We got time for one more set, and Woody's tunes are very durable. Here's Deborah Holland with a very unusual rendition of Do Re Mi with just bass, percussion, and voice. More music of Woody Guthrie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Lots of folks back east, they say, leaving home.
My home, trying to make heaven my home, sweet home. This old world just ain't my home. Trying to make heaven my home. Big wind blowed my crops all away. This world ain't my home. Looks like I just can't make the grade. Gotta make heaven my home. Trying to make heaven my home, home. Trying to make heaven my home, sweet home. This old world just ain't my home. Trying to make heaven my home. Can't hold my dike against all this flood. This world ain't my home. Gonna wash my soul in the Savior's blood. Gotta make heaven my home. Trying to make heaven my home, home. Trying to make heaven my home, sweet home. This old world just ain't my home. Trying to make heaven my home. I bend, I sweat, and I strain. This world ain't my home. Every job I touch is aches and pains. Gotta make heaven my home. Trying to make heaven my home, home. Trying to make heaven my home, sweet home. This old world just ain't my home. Trying to make heaven my home. Try to love everybody that I see. Gotta make heaven my home. Trying to make heaven my home, home. Trying to make heaven my home, sweet home. This old world just ain't my home. Trying to make heaven my home. Trying to make heaven my home, home. Trying to make heaven my home, sweet home. This old world just ain't my home. Trying to make heaven my home. Trying to make heaven my home, home. Trying to make heaven my home, sweet home. This old world just ain't my home. Trying to make heaven my
in a holler, bust you a jug for a bucker and a quarter. Greenback, a greenback, a greenback, a dollar. Golly, won't you come, and I ain't gonna call her. Whole cake, whole cake, bitter. Sweet milk, glasses, onions, and butter. Ball hitting the Davy, broke out a window glass, hitting mama's gravy. Davy, Davy, poor little Davis, got choked down on chicken and gravy. Whole cake, whole cake, whole cake fritters. I ain't gotta work just for whole cake fritters. Where the hills gets bigger, I used to dance and I cut quite a figure. Oaks and no, figure is a figure. Banker got my place and I got the chiggers. Whole cake, whole cake, whole cake of fritters. I ain't gonna work just for whole cake of fritters. But I can't live on whole cake fritters. I got wives and kids and I got quite a litter. Starving slow to death eating whole cake fritters. Whole cake, whole cake, whole cake fritters. I ain't like flies eating whole cake and fritters.
the Del McCurry Band from Del and Woody. Original lyrics of Woody Guthrie set to music by Del McCurry, and we heard Hoe Cake Fritters. That's on McCurry Music. And before that, we heard from Magpie, and they're recording Raise Your Voice and Heaven My Home. A seldom heard Woody Guthrie tune. That's on Sliced Bread Records, and we let off that set with Deborah Holland from her recording The Panic Is On, and we heard Do Re Mi in a very unusual setting. That's on Gadfly Records. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Hope you've enjoyed our two-week feature of Woody Guthrie tunes. And if you did, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1621.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.